You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci with you. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And download the brand new Cleveland Browns mobile app for Apple and Android phones, tablets, and iPads. Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns anytime and everywhere with notifications from the team straight to your phone. And in fact, these notifications bark at you because you are, of course, members of the Dog Pound with the app. And if you have the app, you can listen to this show anywhere at any time. And after the fact, you can get each segment on demand at your leisure. So if you missed Connor Shaw joining us earlier, I'd urge you to check that out. I think he is a special young man and a guy who I think will end up being good for this Cleveland Browns organization and this Cleveland Browns football team as time goes on. We've been talking a lot about Joe Hayden today. Number 39 last night on the NFL's top 100 players. Vic and I both think that he has been underrated by the players of the league. We think he's a top 25 guy, as do some national voices who've been chiming in on our Twitter as well. So my question to you, do you guys agree with that? Underrated, overrated, where do you see for him? And then Vic, let's take a look at where, you know, we're talking about how important the position is. We're stacking it up. Who are the best cornerbacks in the NFL? If we're going to try to do five of them, you know, who are the top five corners in the league right now, in your opinion?
Well, I think this is what enhances Joe Hayden's case so much. And I'm glad you framed it that way. Because I really think that the list is not even five players long, necessarily.
I think it could be four.
And maybe four. So as I look at the top corners in this league right now, obviously, I'm going to put Richard Sherman on this list. Now, ranking them, if I'm going to rank them from one to whatever, start at the top, I am going to put Richard Sherman there. And the reason I say that is even though his schematically, it's not a scheme that necessarily puts him in a position where he has to make a ton of, where he has to be in one-on-one coverage a ton. It's a zone concept, so he covers more of an area of the field than he does individuals. But when he does cover individuals, he does it well. When he's asked to do what a corner does in that Seattle scheme, I think he does that well, which is complement other people in coverage, tip a pass that someone else might get, or just make sure that in his area the ball ends up maybe going somewhere else because the quarterback is convinced if I throw it here, that's dangerous. You got to give Richard Sherman a lot of credit for that. An incredibly smart guy also, instinctively. So he's going to be number one to me. I'm going to put Joe Hayden right at number two. I think Joe Hayden belongs there. There was some thought that maybe he was third or possibly fourth on the list in some offseason discussion, maybe around the time of the Pro Bowl. But I think he's number two. I think Darrell Revis, on the assumption that he's fully healthy, kind of recovered everything else from his issues, and the thing that probably keeps Darrell from, and at one point he was the best, but I think it's that. It's the health thing. He does maybe not play as physical a game precisely as Sherman and Hayden do, so I'm going to put him in the third spot. And then fourth, I think it's a mishmash a little bit. I'm not entirely sure I have one particular guy. I love Aqib Talib's skill level. I think Aqib Talib probably belongs there on his raw talent, and you know, is he consistent enough? Now we'll see with another new team. And that's the other thing. I'm putting a guy in the top five who has worn multiple different uniforms. I usually don't feel when I'm ranking these guys, and obviously Revis is another one who's changed teams, but I usually think of corners and great players having spent, you know, time in one spot, established themselves. These other guys have bounced around a little. Now, can you say, well, it's extenuating circumstances, contract? I don't know. There's a reason they bounce around sometimes, and there's a reason maybe coaches say, kind of enough of you, move on. I do think, though, that in this particular case, Talib belongs there.
He's very good, and his circumstances are a little different because he had off-the-field troubles.
That's what
he was rescued by Bill Belichick, turned into a superstar, and Bill Belichick said, I'll tell you about my cornerback rankings. I rank Darrell Revis ahead of you, Aqib Talib. We have a finite amount of money to spend, and it's going to Revis, and that's why Aqib Talib ended up in Denver this year. So no shame in losing to a guy that we both agree would be higher than him. I'll agree with you on the top three. I'll go Richard Sherman number one, and just the stats that when you see Richard Sherman are pretty remarkable. He is thrown at less than any cornerback in the NFL in terms of his cover snaps per target, about 10. Mm-hmm. Nobody else is even close to that. His yards per cover snap, 0.63, obviously lowest in the NFL. He is in coverage 19 snaps for every catch that he gives up. Think about that for a second. He is in coverage 19 snaps for every catch that he gives up. Again, also best in the league. Right now, Richard Sherman's there. I'm going to go Joe Hayden number two as well. I think Joe Hayden is, for all the reasons we've talked about, he gets his hands on the ball a lot. Yep. He always shadows the number one of the league leaders in pass breakups. Very good in terms of efficiency, in terms of the yards per target allowed to opposing number one receivers. So he's great there. Last year, he was third in the NFL among starting cornerbacks in terms of yards per cover snap as well, behind Sherman. And the guy who I'm going to call third, Darrell Revis. Now, a healthy Darrell Revis is going to push Joe for number two. Also a very impressive cover corner. One catch for every 16.4 snaps in coverage for Revis, second best in the league.
So we're in agreement on our top three.
My number four is going to be Patrick Peterson. I'm going to go to Arizona. I'm going to go with Patrick Peterson. Young guy. I think he continues to get better. He continues to improve. Aqib Talib is great, but I know when Aqib Talib was matched up with Gordon, he got roasted. When he was matched up with Julio Jones, he had a tough time there. He struggled with – he had a tough time with Demaryius Thomas as well when he was covering him from Denver. So he struggled with some of the elite guys in the game. I think that's where Sherman's handled elite guys, Revis has handled elite guys, Hayden has handled elite guys, and Patrick Peterson, to his credit, has done a good job with them as well. So that would be my top four, and I think Talib, you make the case there. But as the kid would tell you, it is always tough to see him get injured in the biggest game of the year 2 years in a row and not be able to finish.
It is. Now, where, just a couple of other names, where does maybe a I'm blanking here. Desmond Trufant.
So those are the two young guys. So Desmond Trufant, I like a lot. Xavier Rhodes from Minnesota, I like a lot. Those are guys that if they continue to do it for a couple years, are going to be up there. If you're looking in terms of a cover two corner, Altron Werner, who's the guy that went and ended up filling the slot that Revis left down in Tampa, is a guy that you can look at as one of the better cover two corners. Not a man cover a corner, but a cover two corner. He's very good in that regard as well. So listen, it's a good position, but again, going back to why we think Joe Hayden should definitely be in the top 25, he is one of the top three corners in the league. I think any way you slice it, Sherman, Revis, Hayden, whatever order you prefer, those are the three. I think it's a little step down to Patrick Peterson. He has the chance to join that group, and then I think there are a lot of people you could make the case for, some on the rise. Some guys like Aqib Talib who have done it but not necessarily been great week in and week out. It's an interesting position in terms of the three guys that you would say right now, if you were saying, all right, we're drafting cornerbacks in the National Football League, I think Sherman, I think Hayden and Revis are the first three names that are going to be called if you were to open it up in kind of a fantasy-style draft to the league, and that speaks volumes.
Yeah.
And in that position being so important, that's why he's top 25 overall in the league to me.
No, there is no doubt. I think this makes for kind of a cool topic. I'd like to hear maybe what other people have to say about this. 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850, if you want to weigh in on this particular topic. Now, this was a tweet that we got from Justin, who said, Hayden is underrated because he doesn't engage in the, quote, I'm the best arguments on social media, hashtag humble, hashtag one. I like that. That's a good take on Justin's part, because Joe does avoid these discussions, which are so easy to get to. But here's what I'll also add on that. It is part of the whole Richard Sherman persona. When you talk about Richard Sherman, this is what he's about. He will proclaim that he's the best. He'll of course go out in the field and back it up, which is where I think he's got credibility for doing that. And he's going to say what he does. It enhances what his brand. It's consistent with what he's about. For some people, Justin, yourself, probably me too, shade more toward the side of saying, if you're really good, you don't have to say you're good. Just be good.
It's true. There is something to the wrestling persona,
yes,
the swagger.
I know you like that.
Of Richard Sherman, who cut one of the
great
promos of all time, in my opinion, after that 49ers game. And as a guy who has, the 49ers, my number two team out there, it did hurt me. So, Joe Hayden is a pro's pro. He's a guy who's kind of gone under the radar, and part of it goes back to the fact that, and I remember Joe Hayden sitting here the day he signed his contract saying, Now, all I want to do is win. I've been here, and I've been one of the best corners in the league. And we've had one of the best left tackles in the league in Joe Thomas, and we haven't seen more than 6 wins in a season. And that, I think, factors a little bit on ultimately where he is, because Revis was on those great defenses when he was anchoring them for Mike Patton and Rex Ryan. They go to back-to-back AFC championship games.
Sure.
Richard Sherman has been last two years. They're a playoff team. They win the Super Bowl this past season. So that's, I think, if the Browns around Joe Hayden gave Joe Hayden the wins that a player of his caliber was deserving of, he would be a much bigger deal in terms of where I think the perception of him would be outside of Cleveland. Now, it's starting to happen.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It's happening. Sure. But I think that if it's just a little bit of a different deal. Yeah.
Until the wins come. And there reaches a point, I think, and I got thinking about this today with even some other players in the league, there reaches a point, I'll tell you who I thought about it, about was a piece I did for ClevelandBrowns.com, the daily kickoff piece, where I have an item about Adrian Peterson, talking about the energy being instilled from the coaching staff of Mike Zimmer now and North Turner as offensive coordinator. He said these guys really push, have a fiery way about them. We know all about that, certainly with Coach Turner the year he spent here last year. But I got thinking, you're Adrian Peterson. You've accomplished everything you possibly can as a running back, but except for one thing, you haven't seen that success, that winning success that you hope to be a part of. And is it getting now to the twilight point of your career, especially as a running back, where you're ever going to see that? And I think that thought is occurring to him, too, that he's reaching a stage where is he going to have more than individual recognition, which, honestly, for you ask Hall of Famers, you ask the Dan Marinos, they're going to tell you in those moments of honesty, it was unfulfilling to be recognized as being great and not have that championship to show for it. So, or in the case of Joe Hayden, you'll take winning season. You'll take playoff appearance. You know, we're talking about even the bottom end of success, if that's the right way to put that. And obviously he wants more than that too. One other thought regarding the Hayden discussion, this cornerback discussion we've had from Pumpkinhead. He tweets, I think where the NFL ranked Joe is just about right. However, Revis should have not been higher than Joe Hayden. So, in our ranking,
we both agree with that. Yeah. Right. We both agree with that. And, you know, it's, again, at the end of the day, it's a little tomato, tomato. I think those are the top three guys.
Right,
but
right.
I think both of them should be higher. By virtue of being a top three corner in the NFL, you should be a top 25 player in the NFL. Like I think if you were a top three left tackle, you're going to be ranked in the top three quarterback. They're going to be top three quarterbacks, top 10 in the whole list. Right, or top,
yeah.
Right, exactly. So, you know, and Richard Sherman, I will guarantee, will end up being in the top 10.
Without a doubt. All right, we're going to get into our position battle preview, the outside linebacker spot. We'll get into that. Top of the hour, you're going to hear from one Jim Donovan from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network as we roll along on this football Thursday. Vic and Nathan, ESPN 850, WKNR.